Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Oh, yeah. Here it is. Trash Talking Tuesday, baby. Come on. It is the Bob Rose Show. It is 6:08. Your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers. Where the answer is always yes. All righty. Greg is still, yep, he's on vacation. I have to work so much harder without him. But I'll struggle through it, folks. I'll do it for you. All right, we've got some interesting things going on. We always do. Number one, Marion County, Charlie Kirk Remembrance Day. So there will be an event at the Ocala Veterans Park, and that will be this evening from 5:30 to 8:30. And that's on Southeast 25th Avenue in Ocala. So this is something that the Marion County Commission voted in last week, I believe. And the event's a collaboration between Conservative Watch USA founder Annie Marie Delgado, Bikers for Trump, the Marion County Florida GOP, and the Marion County Young Republicans. And the event will feature a keynote speech from Paul Renner, who is he's running for governor of Florida. He was also a recent guest last week on the Bob Rose Show. And there's also going to be live music from the Ocala Worshippers and the Hat Trick Band. And a video production of Charlie Kirk will be shown as well. And they'll even be selling Red Freedom T-shirts for $5 donations. So, wear red today. They're encouraging everyone to do. Turning Point USA is. And Charlie Kirk, you will not be forgotten. Hey, bizarre story. Mitt Romney's sister-in-law found dead in a Los Angeles parking garage. Yeah. Yeah, Mitt Romney said his family, obviously, they're heartbroken. Sister-in-law found dead on the street in a Los Angeles suburb. Said our family's heartbroken by the loss of Carrie, who brought warmth and love to all of our lives. We asked for privacy. Carrie Elizabeth Romney was discovered dead on a street near a shopping mall parking garage in Valencia, California. This happened around 8:30 on Friday. She was 64 years old. Now, here's where it gets a little odd. Authorities said her car was discovered inside a parking garage near the city's Hyatt Regency Hotel. It's unknown at the moment if Carrie jumped or fell from the multi-story parking garage or a nearby building. That's the latest from Los Angeles County. The medical examiner's office confirmed Carrie had died Friday, cause of death listed as deferred, indicating that further tests and investigations are pending. Her body was listed as ready for release. Authorities said foul play does not appear to be involved. She had been married to ex-Utah Senator's older brother, George Romney, 81, well-known attorney and father of former Republican National Committee Chair Ronna McDaniel. So, I mean, you lose a family member, that's sad, but under kind of odd circumstances, I'm sure if there is more to learn about that, we will probably learn that soon enough, right? So President Trump, I mean, hailed as a hero. this is what's going on right now really is historic. And you can't, you know, you don't need to use hyperbole. You just have to come up with how else do you say it? That this has been a huge success. And it wouldn't have been possible without somebody who shows the strength of Donald Trump, shows a vision like he does. This just simply wouldn't have occurred. And I read this morning some of the most irritating things I've heard. We've established on this show many years ago, and it becomes painfully clear as the years pass, that the Democrats have a different view of reality. They have a different view of truth. But man, they are really off their rockers now. They have lost their flipping marbles. Listen to this. I couldn't believe it. Former President Joe Biden and former Secretary of State Antony Blinken both claimed some credit for President Donald Trump's Israeli-Hamas ceasefire agreement on Monday. No way. Really? How far will they go? We've already caught them completely fabricating stuff. The whole Russian thing was a hoax, fabrication. They've used the FBI and the Justice Department to go after Donald Trump. They call you what they are. They've been doing that for a few years, right from the Karl Marx playbook. On X, Biden, who is undergoing treatment for cancer, and we don't wish that on anybody, it's prostate cancer. Apparently, if you're a male and you get to a certain age, you almost probably have it. It's just a matter of how fast that it grows, basically. But anyway, so he put out on X. Did he do it? Probably not. Said he was deeply grateful and relieved that the Gaza war is approaching its end. I like that. That's positive. The road to this deal was not easy. My administration, this is Joe Biden. My administration worked relentlessly to bring hostages home, get relief to Palestinian citizens, and end the war. Biden, though, at least gave Trump credit for getting, quote, a renewed ceasefire deal over the finish line. And Antony Blinken apparently jumps on trying to take some kind of credit. Blinken said Trump's 20-point peace plan for Gaza was based on the one developed by the Biden administration. Okay. All right. Yeah, my head's going to explode. You know, these people, I'll just say it like that, these people. Let's remember a few things. Iran is key to this whole thing. Iran is the number one state sponsor of terrorism. Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthis. Okay? President Trump's strong and decisive action in shutting down Iran's nuclear program was key to this whole thing. That was number one. Number two, on just the opposite, Biden and the Obama administration were enriching, literally enriching Iran, not penalizing or punishing them at all. Obama and Biden didn't have any love in their heart for Israel, certainly not for Netanyahu. You saw the looks that Obama gave Netanyahu when he was at the White House and in the Oval Office. I mean, if looks could kill, it was awful. And then here, really, to top it off and why Biden would never have been successful to do this or his people, because the Arab countries don't like him. I can't put it any simpler than that. They do not like the man. They don't trust the man. And how could they? Their lifeblood is oil. And Biden came out and said, you know, he's going to shut oil down. So that this peace that has been achieved would never, ever, ever happen under an Obama presidency, a Biden presidency, or I'll go as far as to say any Democrat presidency. It just can't happen. So we're here because Trump is the president of the United States. All right. Never miss a minute of the show. Just search The Bob Rose Show on your favorite app. Hit the follow button. You can catch up on every episode, every hour, every highlight. whenever it works for you. Now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you get your podcast. Man, the Brawler Lawler taking on Hakeem Jeffries. Are they going to get the government running again? We'll talk about that and more coming up on News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader. Here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. Yeah. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Another day in paradise. Awesome, my friends. Enjoy it. You know, Biketoberfest is coming up. That officially starts Thursday. You'll see a lot more motorcycles on the roadways. It centers around Daytona, but, you know, you got people coming from all over. So, you know, do me a favor and just, pay attention. Look twice, if you would, and you might save a biker's life. This is coming from a guy that I tried to avoid the deer yesterday and smacked it. And this was as I was coming out of Keystone. I got to tell you, I feel awful. It's weird. I feel bad. Now, if the deer was used, you know, in hunting and the food was, you know, processed and enjoyed by people, that's just fine, you know? I just felt bad. But you know what? I cannot complain at all because I didn't really have any damage to my car. It's, I hate to use the word miraculous, but really it's unbelievable. You know, I've got like a late model, like Hyundai, you know, and so there's plastic, you know, that plastic attaches to, you know, they have the little clips in there and all that. All it did was separate that and only separated by maybe 3/4 of an inch. So I was able to put that back into place. It also busted out one of those little plastic connectors, you know, those body parts. You know how they go in the hole, and then you stick the other tab in it. I replaced one of those, and I'm good to go. I'm not kidding. I thought I'd mashed the car. But, it wasn't in an area where I normally see a lot of deer, because I see plenty on the way to work from Keystone. I see plenty. Remember, I'm coming in at 4. I can see their eyes. I can see moms and babies all over the place. This girl came out of nowhere, and she was pretty good, pretty healthy size. So, anyway, thankfully that worked out. Hey, it's Charlie Kirk Remembrance Day, and they're celebrating that later this evening, Ocala Veterans Park. But this is the day set aside in Marion County, but we can do the same. We can say it's Charlie Kirk Remembrance Day. Look at that. Just like that. Voila. I just did that. So, yeah, they've got an event going on there later on at 5:30. They're going to have some live music and stuff. They'll have videos of Charlie. And it sounds like it's going to be a fabulous time. Wear red. If you get a chance. If not, buy a T-shirt there. I think they're only $5. You can't beat that. Can you believe when the Florida Gators upset Texas, what was that, a couple weeks ago? Now, we've got another game coming up Saturday in the Swamp, U.S. versus Mississippi State, the Bulldogs. That's 4:15 on Saturday. I'm sure a lot of folks will go. Weather's going to be awesome. Go Gators. But some folks got excited after this Texas win, and that was a huge win. The Gators have been struggling, to say the least. Top-ranked team comes into town, and we beat them. Yeah, I'd be a little excited. I was excited, in fact. I wasn't at the game. But apparently, four fans that were at the game decided they were going to run out on the field. They were so excited. Four exuberant football fans rushed the field after UF upset Texas. Well, guess what? They're facing felony trespass charges under a new law. Yeah. A new law that a Republican senator said was intended to punish protesters of President Donald Trump during his appearances in the state. Lawmakers in Tallahassee said they never intended the new law to be used against fans storming football fields after a huge victory. Governor Ron DeSantis signed this in May. Famed former UF head coach Steve Spurrier said in a new interview he thinks such fan actions at college games energize players and make a lifetime memory for students. Look, nobody knows this better probably than Steve Spurrier, but UF's pretty proud of their field. Very proud of it. And they should be. They have one of the finest natural turfs in the country. And they don't like to have people on it other than when the games are being played. And I get that. I understand that because you can do a lot of damage. Crowds can do a lot of damage. But a felony charge? I mean, doesn't that sound a little bit crazy? Yeah. Penalties up to 5 years in prison and a $5,000 fine? This used to be, you know, a misdemeanor. But the new law... this is crazy. And if they move forward on this, the state attorney's office, they just need to drop this case. It's that simple. Come on. You got no time for that. The misdemeanor, give him a ticket and be done with it. That's ridiculous. 6:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is still on vacation. That guy, I tell you. And we've got plenty more to talk about coming up. On News Talk 97.3, The Sky. It's not just a good morning, it's going to be a great morning, right? Pump it up, my friends. It is the Bob Rose Show. It's 6:38 right now. Coming up at 8:05, we'll talk to Sheriff Bobby Schultz from Gilchrist County. Always look forward to having a chit-chat with the sheriff. And also, if you should miss it, you shouldn't, but if you do, we know you're busy. We want to make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcast. Have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or iHeart. You just click subscribe. Hey, there's a special event going on in Alachua. And this is coming up tomorrow. So if you can make it, if you're a senior, especially if you're getting ready for Medicare, because it's going to be like the first day that Medicare open enrollment is going on. These folks are going to educate you. It's called a senior showcase. And my understanding is there is a lot to learn about that whole Medicare and the process and going with the supplemental insurance and all that. Which one? This is going to be tomorrow, 10 a.m. at Legacy Park Multipurpose Center in Alachua. And this is free senior resources, interactive workshops, and they will help you with that whole Medicare thing. And if you want more information on the event, call Elder Helpline, 1-800-262-2243. All right. We're not shocked that the ABC News anchor George Stephanopoulos had a rough go with J.D. Vance. Yeah, apparently he pulled the plug on the interview. George Stephanopoulos did. Yep, he ended, what was a tense live interview with the VP. This happened Sunday. The two clashed over reports. This had to do with the Trump border czar, Tom Homan. And I told you about this story a while ago, and it just kind of went away. Well, I found out why. Stephanopoulos, the host of This Week, he really was trying to press the VP about whether Homan accepted a $50,000 cash bribe that undercover FBI agents allegedly offered him during a 2024 sting operation. Georgie Boy said it like this. Was Tom Homan recorded on an audio tape in September 2024, an FBI surveillance tape, accepting $50,000 in cash? Isn't that interesting, the way that he did that? Was he recorded on audio tape? He didn't ask him what he thought about any legal ramifications or anything like that. He just wanted him to say yes, but he wasn't going to do that. Was Tom Homan recorded on audio tape in September of 2024, an FBI surveillance tape? Absolutely. I'll tell you right now. Yes, he was. I don't know if it was $50,000, but that has been what has been alleged. Vance flatly denied the allegation and accused Stephanopoulos of spreading a fake scandal. I don't know what tape you're referring to, George. I saw media reports that Tom Homan accepted a bribe. There's no evidence of that, the VP said. And here's why fewer and fewer people watch your program and why you're losing credibility. Uh-oh. Little Georgie doesn't like that. Yeah. Vance told Stephanopoulos, you're talking for now 5 minutes with the Vice President of the United States about this story regarding Tom Homan, a story that I've read about, but I don't even know the video you're talking about. The Vice President encouraged the anchor to focus on real issues instead of going down some weird left-wing rabbit hole where the facts clearly show that Tom Homan didn't engage in any criminal wrongdoing. See, Stephanopoulos knows that. There wasn't any criminal wrongdoing. It doesn't matter. You say, did he take $50,000on, you know, from the FBI? Stephanopoulos just wants to make Homan look bad. Stephanopoulos, he pushed back, insisting he was asking a legitimate question. No, you weren't. He said, it's not a left-wing rabbit hole. I didn't insinuate anything. You sure did. I asked you whether Tom Homan accepted $50,000 as was heard on an audio tape recorded by the FBI in September of 24, and you did not answer that question. At that point, Stephanopoulos cut the interview off while Vance was trying to answer him. He was mid-sentence. Stephanopoulos says, oh, thank you for your time this morning. Click! Wow! Because J.D. Vance does. He holds his ground. He tells it like it is. And the vast majority of these news organizations, ABC, NBC, CBS, CNN, MSNBC, they don't want to hear that. That messes with their whole agenda, the agenda that they helped to create. Republicans are evil. The blow-up came a month after the Justice Department officially closed its probe into Homan. So this case was closed. And they concluded that there was no credible evidence of any criminal wrongdoing. That's from a joint statement by the FBI Director Kash Patel and Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. This matter originated under the previous administration. I think that's a nod to, and you know how the previous administration did things to damage people as much as they could politically, and they would use any method possible. Now, this alleged bribe involved a bag from the Cava restaurant chain containing $50,000 in cash that the FBI agents posing as businessmen handed to Homan in September 2024 during the final months of the Biden administration. Investigators reviewed the transaction but determined Homan, who was not in the government at that time, had made no promises of official action in exchange for the money. The White House later did point out the investigation politically motivated. Shocker. No. But you see that the old legacy media, they want to try to dig up something that's a non-story. Instead of dealing with, there's huge issues going on in the world today. Are they aware of that? 6:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Coming up, Michael J. Fox says some things that might kind of sadden his fans. Details on that and more coming up. News Talk 97.3, The Sky. Wow, this is why we live in North Central Florida. The weather is absolutely awesome. Do something outside if you get a chance and enjoy. Enjoy, my friends. And good morning. It's 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg's on vacation. Lucky dog. He deserves it. He's a hardworking guy doing a great job, so a little time off, right? It is a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to our friends at Florence Recycling. One of your top stories really locally is that Charlie Kirk Remembrance Day is today, and they're going to have a special event in Marion County, Ocala Marion County Veterans Memorial Park. And this is coming up later on this evening from 5:30 to 8:30, and that's located at Southeast 25th Avenue in Ocala. And this is a collaboration between Conservative Watch USA, Bikers for Trump, Marion County GOP, Marion County Young Republicans. The event will feature a keynote speech from Paul Renner, who is running for governor of Florida, former Florida House speaker, as well as live music, Ocala Worshippers, and the Hat Trick Band. And they'll have a video production of Charlie Kirk. And the groups are also selling Red Freedom T-shirts for $5 donations. Turning Point USA, the organization that Kirk founded in 2012, is encouraging those who observe the day to wear red. So hopefully you didn't get your pants and your shirts on yet. Wear that red if you get a chance. All right. Whew. Is the weather going to hold for the weekend? So far, so good. It looks like it. Yeah. UF, Mississippi State, 4:15 Saturday in the swamp. Go Gators. Look, it's been a tough year, but you got to stick with them. You got to stick with the Gators. There's no championship on the line here, folks. But we're still going to cheer for our team, and it's always still a wonderful environment and experience. If you've never been to a game, I highly recommend it. By the way, last night you had two Monday Night Football games on. The Bears beat Washington, apparently, what was it, last-second field goal, 25-24. And the Falcons surprised, I think, the Bills, in my opinion. Anyway, Falcons beat them 24-14. Also coming up, it starts Thursday, Biketoberfest. Now, that's centered really around Daytona, but bikers will be much more present than normal, especially if you consider the weather. So you're going to have just a lot of local folks out. Just really pay attention, you know. Really try to take your focus off that phone. Put that darn thing down. And might save a biker's life. And I appreciate that. I'm going to head over there. Friday after I get off of work, I think we're going to make our way over there. And yeah, it's always a lot of fun. I, you know, go for the live entertainment and really the riding. I know better. I know how to not get caught up in the traffic. I've been doing this. It's not my first rodeo. Hey, Michael J. Fox is hoping that his death isn't dramatic. You know, he's had Parkinson's now for 35 years. Wow. And he said, look, there's no timeline when talking about the future. You know, he was 29 years old when he was diagnosed. He said, there's no series of stages that you go through, not like, say, you know, like a prostate cancer type thing. It's much more mysterious. He's 64 now. And he said, there are not many people who have had Parkinson's for 35 years. I'd like to just not wake up one day. That'd be really cool. I don't want it to be dramatic. I don't want to trip over the furniture and smash my head. Okay, that's pretty direct. Parkinson's disease, a degenerative brain disorder, affects the nervous system and mobility, according to the Mayo Clinic. Throughout his prolific acting career, Fox had to find ways to work around his Parkinson's disease symptoms. And he did. He just kept on working for the most part. A doctor once told him acting would help him cope with the symptoms of the disease. And, you know, Parkinson's isn't just the physical thing. You know, there's more to it than that. And he said working was helpful to a point. And then there's the point where I start to break stuff. Absolutely incredible stuff I broke. In a three-year period, I broke my elbow. I broke my hand. I got a big infection in my hand and almost lost my finger. So, yeah, at one point, he lost his ability to play guitar. He now keeps it beside his desk. He says it's terrible. And, you know, because he got some of the bones broken in his hands and stuff, and the bones got infected. So, yeah, that's got to be an awful battle. Tough battle. All right. It is 6:56 on the Bob Rose Show. And coming up next hour, if you didn't hear me earlier talking about Biden and Antony Blinken trying to take some credit for peace in the Middle East. Yeah, it's outrageous. I'll share that information with you coming up in the next hour on the Bob Rose Show on 97.3 The Sky.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.